Yesterday we had our sports fest, and I think everyone is who attended yesterday is still tired, and that is the reason why the women's fellowship after the Sunday school is canceled this Sunday. But you can resume it on the fourth Sunday of the month. Anyway, who won the which team won the overall? Oh, they have tie. That's nice. That's nice. Who won the basketball? Yesterday, I heard I didn't actually get out because I was so scared of the sun. It's so hot and you know my situation, and I can't endure that. But I heard that one of the older person joined the walk relay. Rita Arlen, 66 years old. Look at that! Wow. Pray that next year we will have this fun still, but could be earlier than July so that we can really play outside. The young people had their volleyball yesterday and they are enjoying the sun, but I cannot endure the hotness of the sun yesterday. And everyone had fun, and most of the women are tired because they've been preparing so much food. There was a lot of food and say leftover. I don't know if you can call that leftover, but we'll be sharing that later on. Anyway, I heard a lot of stories about the basketball that they enjoy. One team has not don't have enough team members, and most of them just play all throughout the game, and it's good. They have endured. Well, talking about basketball, there was this basketball player. He did his best in playing basketball. They won multiple championships, but he was not the best player of the basketball. Another teammate was voted the most valuable player. After that person, player retired of in playing basketball, he applied as a basketball coach. And he coached his team to multiple championships. As a basketball player, he was not very great, but he made a name for himself as great basketball coach. And you may have observed it yesterday. You may want to play basketball. Some of you listed their name in every part of the sports, but you may have excelled in some of the sports. I tried to play billiard, but my skill was not enough. Juven and Tonton won the game. Anyway, anyone may excel and anyone may wish to excel. Do you believe that God wants you to excel? Can you believe that? Maybe you would excel in cooking, not in basketball. You may excel in fishing, not in cooking. You may excel in fishing, but not in farming. I don't know, but the Lord had given us talent to excel. In your career, have you excelled or not yet? Your current situation might be some kind of preparation for you to excel in a related field of exercise expertise. It's just like that basketball player. He was good, but not very good. Another one was better, much far better than him, but he excelled in coaching basketball. Do you know that person I'm talking about? Well, if you heard of Steve Kerr, then search that in your Google. Who is Steve Kerr? Anyway, possibly the Lord wants you also to excel in serving him full time. You may have been called to full-time pastoral ministry, or missionary, or to give comfort, or to teach, or to sing for the Lord. Discover your spiritual gifts, and you will know where God wants you to excel. So let's seriously reflect on Romans chapter 12, verse 6 to 8. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Discover that the most adventurous experience in Christ is to serve Him with our spiritual gifts. There are a lot of church leaders who have been burdened, or say the experience burned out, or there are a lot of church members too who have experienced burnout because they tried to exert so much effort, but they are not really gifted in that area of ministry. Whatever attracts you, try to find your joy and peace in doing that. Don't just try to, I think Hans is very good in piano. I want to try piano to like Hans. Oh, I like Sam. He's really good in drum. I like how he beat the drum. I want to excel like Sam. No, you cannot be. Maybe you are better in singing, or maybe playing the guitar, or maybe even playing the tambourine. I don't know. But it's good to start from where it attracts you and try to sense it. If you are not pressured with it, if you can exert much effort, or want to sacrifice your time in learning more, in being expert in that area, you don't know. I don't know. It could be. That would be the place where God wants you to excel. We shouldn't be satisfied as bench warmer. We responsibly participate in the body of Christ, the church. Every one of us is part of the church. Which one, which part of your body is the most active? Your lungs, did you know? Your heart, did you know? Sometimes when I lie down, I try to sense myself. If I try to not to breathe for a little while, my chest is still moving, my heart is still functioning. And I think even when we are asleep, when the heart is functioning, it is pushing our lungs for our lungs to breathe, for us to breathe. And I can hear how I breathe, and praise God for that. It's the Lord who enables us to breathe even when we are unconscious. But outside our body, or the part of our bodies that we can see, like the hands, the hair, the nose, eyes, our hands is very active. But our ears, listen, our ears cannot work like our hands, right? Our feet cannot work like our hands. If you walk with your hands, that would be something special. Maybe you can show that. How about trying that? I tried when I was younger, walking with my hands upside down. But it's weird. It's only for those who are practicing karate or something like that. Which part of the body of Christ are you? Are you the hair? Then maybe your hands need to groom your hair. I don't know, but each part contributes to the wholeness of the body of Christ. Now, the muscle, our muscle, develops it if it's to its potentiality when it is regularly exercised. If you exercise your muscles regularly, it will be, you can observe that. I observed my body when I was in the hospital for I was hospitalized. And for more than 2 months in the hospital, more than 2 months waiting for the surgery, and after the surgery recovery, I observed that I cannot move very much. I can move maybe 10 minutes a day or walk a day. And my body muscles had shrink. It's really shrink. When I entered the hospital, I was about average 168 pounds. When I went out of the hospital, I was 34 pounds. Oh, it's good to be hospitalized, right? If you want to lose weight, go to the hospital and they will let, I don't know about that, but it happened to me. It happened to me. So move your muscles or else they will shrink. And you can observe that to older people. When people grow older, they reach 70s, 80s, 90s, and they are not so mobile, they became skinny or they may gain fat, I don't know. But that's what happens. Muscles will shrink when we do not exercise. Similarly, your musical talent gets to the next level if you diligently practice playing musical instrument. Yesterday, actually, like I was playing guitar and I tried, like, can I try playing the guitar? And I tried to play one of my favorite songs, you know, Hotel California. Did you remember what I said? I used that to compete in a singing contest, and I actually played that guitar in the singing contest in our hometown back in the countryside. But when I tried yesterday, my fingertips are so painful, and I said, the callus in my fingertips had gone. They are gone, and I need to practice that again. And my fingers are so slow in changing changing chords. That happens even if you think you are very good in music, but it will get to the next level if you keep on playing your musical instrument. Sooner or later, your singing voice also will improve significantly if you practice singing regularly. I remember my daughter sings for 2 hours, the same song, singing 2 hours, for 2 hours, the same song. I cannot do that. I can sing song for 1 hour, but different song, but not one song for 2 hours. And she would seclude herself in the room, just singing, trying to perfect until she memorized the song. And I don't know if you've heard her singing. She has really good voice. When she was in New York, she's been singing in the Broadway. And I think that is how we practice it. The muscles, the vocal cord will be practiced. The diaphragm, the muscle of diaphragm will be practiced. And that is how we, as part of the body of Christ, will excel when we keep on practicing our spiritual gifts. And God presents us opportunities to practice our spiritual gifts. Why? He wants us to store up treasures for ourselves in heaven. So when someone approaches you, can you join us in the worship team and singing in the choir? You may start in the choir if you are shy. And then probably when you are confident, then you may try playing the musical instrument if you are those talents. Let's explore our spiritual gift to the next level. And to augment our talent and gifts, we sacrifice some time praying. In this afternoon at 5, keep praying that it may be cloudy. You who have signed up for the prayer walk for the VBS, that would be very tough. I cannot join you for sure. I cannot, you know. I as much as I want, maybe I can pray, but I cannot just have that energy yet to walk for a distance. But pray about that. And it is a sacrifice. I don't know if when it's very hot, maybe we can walk here around the building and just walk here and praying. Let's read again verse 3 of our passage. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability entirely on their own. That is sacrifice, right? To be able to give beyond their ability to give. How is that? This pertains to the Macedonian churches. The pronoun they pertains to the Macedonian churches. What are the Macedonian churches? It probably it was the Philippians, the Thessalonians, and the Berean churches. And by God's grace, it was God's grace practical manifestation in their life. When they received the grace of God, they gave sacrificially. Their sacrificial giving exemplified that grace at work in their lives. So giving is not forced. Even when we encourage everyone to give, return the tithes of God, we don't force that. This is why we don't go around and collect your tithes and offering now. It's you who would be going voluntarily to drop your offering in your tithes in the boxes. But we'll do that later afterward. Thanks God for the COVID. Actually, it was because of the COVID that we don't go around and collect offering to avoid contamination if that is something we are not aware of. To give sacrificially beyond our ability practically proves faith in God. How is that? We believe that God bless us when we give sacrificially. The principle of sacrificial giving can be applied in different field of expertise. It's kind of like great athletes sacrifice giving time perfecting their expertise. If you read about how Michael Jordan, for example, let's just use Michael Jordan or LeBron James if you are a fan of him, or Kobe Bryant, whoever is your best player, they give their time practicing their expertise. There was actually one story about Kobe Bryant when he challenged some older players in 3-point shot, and he lost the game. He lost that challenge. What he did, he stayed there for 8 hours practicing his 3-point shot. And then the next day, he challenged them again. And he won. According to Mike Tyson, do you know Mike Tyson, the baddest boxer, accordingly, if he learned that his opponent start practicing at 5 in the morning, he would wake up at 4 and start practicing boxing. If he would learn that his opponent would start practicing at 4, he would start at 3 in the morning. Practicing. He would practice an hour or more, and that is how he was so very strong, or maybe better than his opponent before. If he learns that his opponent would start practicing at 2 in the morning, he would not sleep. He keep on practicing according to him, and some of his team or people who observe him testify that he did that before. And that is how you would reach the next level of your talent if you do that. How about students? Can you expect to have higher grades if you study harder? Now, if you work 8 hours daily as employee, you will be compensated fairly as the law teaches or requires. If sacrificially you give more time than required 8 hours work time, can you expect to be promoted or expect to have increase in salary? Now, some of you may have been thinking about becoming entrepreneur or becoming business person. Do you hope to become entrepreneur or business person? You should ask yourself, can I sacrifice giving time for more than 8 hours of work? Now, if you are a business owner and you only want to work 8 hours, you would not be able to see how your business progresses. Do you think that entrepreneurs and business people have potential to prosper more than regular employees who work for 8 hours if you are just working 8 hours? Employers, if you are an employer, if you are a boss, you watch your worker, observe your worker, because you want to promote workers who can sacrifice their time and effort, those who have their love for their work. When you can sacrifice more than 8 hours of your work, it means you love your work, and employers or the bosses know that. They know that. Your employers would notice your dedication sooner or later if you go to work an hour early. How many of you go to work an hour early and go home an hour late sacrificially? You do not need to try to grab the attention of your boss. The Lord Himself will arrange that. Your employer will be notified of your sacrificial devotion to your work. Do you believe that? That is how we believe in the Lord. We do the best we can because we know it. The Lord would work even if we don't know it, so that He would move the heart of our employers to see our dedication. Together, let's learn from Daniel in Daniel chapter 1, verse 20-22. Let's read. Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are His. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with Him. How strong do you believe that God can give you wisdom to make wealth, just like what Kuya Oka read a while back in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you wisdom to prosper, to make wealth. Do you believe that? How strong do you believe that? Now, Daniel trusted God, that God has great plan for him. He trusted that he can raise anyone who pleases him. Even in exile, Daniel excelled as the highest official next to the king. If we call the prime minister, then he could be the prime minister, not just for one king, but for four, some scholars say five kings that he served. Now, if Daniel were not exiled, if the Babylonians did not conquer Israel at that time, and Daniel remained in Israel, if he remained in Israel, will he be promoted as the next highest official next to the king? In politics, the kings would favor the relatives or friends I don't know. But Daniel was also of noble birth. Daniel trusted God, and he was promoted to the highest position next to several kings. And we serve the King of Kings. And may the Holy Spirit inspire us to serve Him faithfully. We also pray that God give us wisdom to serve Him diligently. This is why it is best for us to know our spiritual gift. Why? It lessens the experience of being burned out. Instead, you would sense that joy, you would sense that peace in serving Him. When we use our spiritual gift, we pray that God give us wisdom. But what can we get? What can we get if we sacrifice our time serving God? What can we get? His favor. God situated us where He could favor us. God allowed the Israelites to be exiled for Daniel to become prime minister of many kings. Even for Queen Esther. Remember Queen Esther? Queen Esther became queen when they were exiled. She did not become queen when she was in Israel. The Israelites would not allow him to be queen as an orphan. I don't know. But God just situated her to become queen. And you are situated where He could favor you. And our behavior testifies to our trust in His plan. So let's prayerfully internalize what Colossians chapter 3, verse 22 to 24 say. Obey your earthly master in everything, and do it not only when their eyes is on you and to carry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Internalize that prayerfully. Do you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward? If you do, then keep on serving the Lord, obeying your earthly master, your boss, your employers, in everything that you know that is good. Do it. Not only when their eyes are on you, not only when they are there next to you, even when they are absent, do what you need to do with sincerity of heart, because you know that the Lord is watching how you work. Our service to God is not exclusive in church setting. We can serve God wherever God situates us. Service to God in church ministry, actually, this is preparation for our life outside church setting. Just like, for example, if you were here yesterday, you might have observed how the women prepared and other men prepared the food that have been we enjoyed yesterday. And wow, you might have learned, oh, I like how they made the mixture of cucumber, mango, what else? Tomato. I don't know if there was onion in there. But I enjoy that. I enjoy that, especially in this time of summer or it's so hot. It's good to eat those kind of food, right? You like it? Did you like it? Did you enjoy it? I hope there are still some left over. I don't know. But we can learn. We can learn how. How? That's only a very simple thing that you may have tasted yesterday. If I tell you everything, then you would be sorry about yourself. You miss it. Oh, sorry, I missed that. There were a lot of food yesterday. But next year, you may want to participate. We can have again next year. As proof that we trust God's plan, we also behave righteously wherever He situates us. We are in the grocery, for example, and how you treat those workers there, or how you arrange things there. Let me ask you one question. Now, for example, you are in the vegetable section, and you saw that head of cabbage there. You put it in your basket, you go around, and then remember that you have cabbage at home that is not yet still cooked. Will you go back and return the cabbage to where you get, or you just place the cabbage next to the cabinet so that the workers there will do? What do you do? Or you are trying to find like your, shampoo. You went to the shampoo section and you put it in your basket, you went around the grocery. Then remember, you have still the same shampoo at home, and you are already far from the end of the shampoo section. Will you go and return that shampoo? Oh, yeah, I have no time to go there. I'll just put it here. Let the workers do their work. The workers in the grocery will be thanking you. Thank you for giving me work. If you are not, maybe I don't know. They work arranging it, and you give them work. But how about you? What happened to your heart? What happened to your heart? Are you satisfied with your spiritual status right now? Are you satisfied that you are saved, that when Jesus Christ returns, you will enter heaven? Are you satisfied? Or have you explored what God designed for your potentials? Where would I excel? Again, join us on Wednesday prayer meeting. Praying as a church is also practical proof as acts of grace among us. It's God's word among us to come together and pray. And who knows, God may grant your heart desire. Reflect on what Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 to 20. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. How strong do you believe that when we gather together in prayer, Christ is with us? God honors sacrificial giving of precious time. Praying helps us also mature spiritually. Practically, we may also encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ to explore God's grace. We can encourage them when they see us attending prayer meeting, or know that we are faithful attending prayer meeting. I don't know, but when the Lord deems that we can sacrifice sharing our time praying, He certainly rewards us. Amen. By God's grace, we serve in church ministries, we share our talents, we share our abundance. Let's read verse 4 of our passage again. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in the service of the Lord's people. This service is the service of sharing their abundance. Apostle Paul testified that the Macedonian churches urgently, or I don't know why it was urgent, but it was because of the situation of the believers in Judea. Not because their mind might change, so they urgently pleaded, please come, help us, please allow us to join in this privilege in sharing our abundance to the service toward the Lord's people, the believers in Judea. They considered sacrificial giving for the believers in Judea. They gave beyond their ability to give, that is sacrificial giving. For them, it was a privilege sharing in the service to the Lord, sharing our abundance to the church is our service and ministry to the family of God. Serving God in church is also manifestation of His grace. It's God's grace that gives us that joy, that passion, that desire. Scholars suggest that there was famine in Judea at the time because of war. And you know what's happening somewhere in the Middle East, in Judea or in Israel. There's war there, and you can easily Google. There are children who are hungry, people who have no work. They are scavenging for food. And that was what happened in those times. It is worse in the time of Apostle Paul. At the time, the believers in Jerusalem were displaced. They had no livelihood, no food supply. Food supplies were cut off. And the Macedonian churches sacrificed their indulgences to help the needy Judean believers. No, I don't need to travel today. You can just go give this. I heard of someone, a popular singer, actually, instead of celebrating her debut 18th birthday, he asked her parents to just buy some gift. The amount of money they were planning to use for her 18th debut, they used it to buy goods for the underprivileged children of, I think, in Payatas. You know Payatas in the Philippines? In the slum area in the Philippines. Practically, the Macedonian churches testified that brothers and sisters in Christ are ready to help each other in times of needs. And that is what we do. This is one thing that we also collect offerings for us to be able, as a church, be participant in mission. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 to 10, let's read this. May this passage encourage us. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Now, I remember my first time planting apple tree. And I read, when would apple tree bloom and when would be the time to harvest apple tree? And apple tree bloom in June, and you will be able to harvest somewhere in September. But you know what? It was my first time to plant. And almost every day I would go and look at the flower, if it already become fruit. And then when it became fruit, I look at it, and then I waited, when will this fruit be ready to be harvested? And then June comes, and there was that June drops, and some of the fruit fall to the ground. I feel sorry about it, because I think that there were some at the first fruit. There, I counted it, almost 20. And then there were only about 5 left. And then how much will I harvest, the first harvest? And then before I was able to harvest, the fruit fall down. and I feel bad, but well, I guess that is the life of Apple. And then this time, 5 years, 2020, I planted in 2020, that's 2020, 6 years. 6 years now they are having much fruit. And I know I can, I still go and check, remove some of the not so good fruit, but I know that I can wait until September. That sometimes we are like that. When we are working, we want to see the harvest immediately. But it says, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Do not give up before harvest time. Keep on doing what the Lord is wants you to do. God actually would not force us to do good. He does not, hey, Lorenzo, be good. Go in the call and call every member to come to prayer meeting, remind them, or go and anyway, doing good to the family of believers, this is also God's grace inspired by the Holy Spirit. Don't force it. It should be spontaneous. You should have experienced that enthusiasm. You know the word enthusiasm, right? Enthusiasm came from Latin word entheos, or with God, or possessed by God. So enthusiasm should be, how do you know you are possessed by God? You sense that fruit of the Holy Spirit in your heart. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you have that joyful peace, that is when the Lord had possessed you. You have that enthusiasm. It's the grace of God at work. Do you know when the grace of God is activated in your life? Have you explored how the grace of God transformed your life yet? Well, Apostle Paul testified of his encounter with the Lord and how the grace of God transformed him in Acts chapter 26, verse 14 to 17. Let's read together. We fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Then I asked, who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. The Lord replied, now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them. The Lord was very clear to Apostle Paul that whatever he saw in that experience, he would testify. And that is what he did. He testified about his encounter with the Lord. Paul, who was formerly called Saul, he zealously persecuted Christians until he encountered the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ personally assigned him as apostles to the Gentiles. But I don't know if Paul forget it, that he would be, that the Lord will send him to the Gentiles. But what he did was he tried to share the good news to the Jewish people. They are not the Gentiles, but Paul went to the Jewish people. Some of them believed, but many Jewish leaders opposed him aggressively. Sometimes when we are obeying the Lord and there are aggressive people who would oppose us, pray, stop. It could be that the Lord is redirecting us. It could be the Lord is diverting us to different demographic. Pray about that. Interestingly, Apostle Paul and his mission team started churches in Asia and in Europe, but there was no biblical record that they planted a church, any church in Israel. Similarly, God wants us to serve Him, But the Lord had already designed which ministry he wants us to excel. Our spiritual gift is very essential for us to determine how and where God wants us to serve him and testify, speak for his gracious love. Together, let's take note and prayerfully internalize what it declares in Proverbs 22, verse 29. Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low ranks. Read again. Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. How do you interpret that? King choose the greatest soldier to guard him, all right? If you are the king, you would not choose the soldier who is very slow in moving, who is not very alert, who is always sleeping. You choose the very alert soldier to guard you, right? Now, if you are a king, you would choose the best cook, right? You would not choose Pastor Lawrence because Pastor Lawrence say he knows how to cook a dinakdakan or a dinardaran, dinuguan, whatever that cuisine he knows. Let Pastor Lawrence is a pastor. He is good in cooking. No. The king would maybe arrange some competition, and the best Michelin cook would be chosen. Kind like that. He would choose the best, who would be the best, who would cook what is best for him. He wants the best accountant who would be attending, taking care of their finances. And they can compensate workers who perform greatly. The more the workers perform better, the better they will be compensated. The best of the best are worthy to serve the kings. Not the mediocre. That is what this passage is saying. This is why the more you study hard, the more compensation you will expect. Don't just remain as mediocre. Keep on helping your expertise be more expert in your field. The best of the best are worthy to serve the king. And Christ Jesus is the King of kings, and we are servants. Are we saying that we are best of the best for because we are serving the King of Kings? Are we worthy to serve the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ? He deserves only our best service, not mediocrity. The Lord knows when we enjoy our work, and he doesn't force us to work for him. He doesn't need our service, actually. He can provide for himself without our service. But why do we serve the King of Kings? Because it is our way of showing our gratitude, our faith, our trust that the Lord would eventually bless us even more when we serve with faithfulness. Mediocrity is not an option for the Lord of Lords. But how can our best effort please him? Again, we do not force serving the Lord. Instead, we pray to be empowered and inspired by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit empowers us, we excel and surpass even our personal expectation. Even if our personal best cannot be the best standard of others, did you know? It is better. It is far, far better to please the Lord than humans. Did you know that? So don't be confused about pleasing God and pleasing human. Pleasing humans is very, very hard. Even if you do the best you can, they can always see something that is not good in what you do. Have you observed that? Have you observed even among your best friends? They will always see your shortcomings. Someone said, if you do a lot of good things, people will not pay attention to that. But if you do one mistake, they will make it as if it is the worst thing happened in their life. They can easily see mistake. This is why it is far better to please the Lord. Because when the Lord says, you do this, and that's it. His standard, like for example, if we give a return, his tithes, 10%, we can accept that, for example. Now, have you observed when you go back to the Philippines, you who go to the Philippines, to your country of origin, and you give like gift to your relatives, your friends, you bought the Air Jordan shoes for your friend, for example, and you give it, and they see it. Oh, why is it white? It should be yellow. It should be, instead of being thankful. So next time when you buy Air Jordan, ask your friend, what color do you like? Is it black, white? So that there will be confusion. But you experience that light. You experience it. You give something, they want your hand. They bite your hand, they say. Anyway, when the Holy Spirit empowers us, we excel and we may even surpass our personal expectation. Let's read again verse 5 of our passage. And they exceeded our expectation. They gave themselves, first of all, to the Lord, and then, by the will of God, also to us. Take note of that. They exceeded our expectation. Their expectation, what expectation is this? The expectation of how much they can give. They exceeded it. Because Paul and his team know the situation of the Philippians, the Thessalonians, and the Bereans, how they were struggling in extreme poverty, and yet they gave, still give, so they exceeded their expectation. But why, how? They gave themselves, first of all, to the Lord. They submitted to the Lord. They followed the Lord. Then by the will of God, to us also, meaning to Paul and his mission team. Paul and his team expected the Macedonian churches to contribute in giving, as least they can give. But they exceeded what Paul expected from them. How could the Macedonian give beyond their ability to give? In their extreme poverty, they considered it even as privilege to sacrificially give beyond their ability so that they will be able to give to the needy believers in Judea. First of all, the Macedonian church's believers gave themselves to God. They followed God. They followed the word of God. God inspired them to imitate the examples of Apostle Paul. What was the example of Apostle Paul? Apostle Paul never asked them for support. Instead, he worked with his hand to support his mission team. Although he accepted donations that he did not ask them, but he exemplified and he had also shown how they rejoiced even when they were harassed. They were harassed in Macedonia. And the book of Acts tells us the history, how Apostle Paul and his team have been harassed in the province of Macedonia. Mysteriously, God's grace also inspires us to let Christ be Lord of our life and we imitate him. When we want to imitate the Lord, that is God's grace in our life, then we can share sacrificially our time and money, even beyond our ability. Yesterday, most of us sacrifice and preparing. Nobody commanded, oh, you do this, you do that. But everyone, as if one body like one body, working together in harmony, preparing for the food, and while the others are playing, others are preparing in the kitchen while we were also playing billiard. What, Pastor? Yes, because I was very, you know what, you know my situation, all right? We can share sacrificially our time and money, even beyond our ability. We prioritize the Lord over indulgences and conveniences. But God's grace inspires us to understand and follow His instruction gladly. Seriously reflect on Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. Out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, how long, and high and deep is the love of Christ. To know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Somebody asked me, how are you able to do that? Why are you able to be calm despite the pain you're experiencing? I don't know. It could be love of God for me that surpasses knowledge. When it says surpasses knowledge, you do what you are doing with joyful heart, and you cannot even explain why, because you cannot even understand the love of God that is working in your life. It's so wonderful. You just want it. You just can explain it. Now, if you are able to explain it, that could have been God's grace for you, or it could have been not from the Lord. Why do you have peace despite of the commotion, despite what's happening around? And you cannot explain it. You had just peace. You know that the Lord has prepared something better when He allowed situation like that. When you are laid off from work, for example, and you still have peace, why? Can you explain? Well, because you know that God had already prepared a better situation for you. For example, Daniel, he was in exile. That did he know that he will become the most influential official next to the king? No, he did not. But he believed that the Lord raises the humble and opposes the proud. He knows that the Lord can depose kings and raise somebody else. He knew that. And when he was promoted, it was a bonus for him. And I believe he praised the Lord for that. Now, have you grasped how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ for you? Have you experienced that? I heard of my testimony. I heard about how you heard about when I shared, we went to East Asia, family of five, with only $300 in our pocket. And we survived for 33 months. And we went home, not broke. Oh, 33. It's not 33. 30 months. 30 months. 30 months exact. We went out of the Philippines July 7. We entered the Philippines July 7, 2005. We entered the Philippines January 6, 2008. That's January 6, 7. That's 33 months. I'm sorry. 30 months. That's 30. Yeah, 30 minutes. Oh, you can compute that. You're better than me. You know math. Anyway, have you known this love of God that surpasses knowledge? Have you experienced that? Has God's grace transformed your life yet? So what is it? Who were you before and who are you now? If you compare your life before and after, what's the transformation? I suppose my body is warning me. You are talking too much. Anyway, yeah. Just give me a few more minutes and we will end this. Friends, we are mandated to speak for Christ. If you were to testify of Christ's love, what would you say? What is it that the Lord did in your life? As confirmation of his love for you, what is it? Christ our Lord mandated us in Acts 1:8. Let's read. Receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. Have you personally encountered Christ? Have you experienced Christ yourself? As witness for Christ, we talk about our personal experience of His gracious love. Sacrificially serving Christ is best testimony and proof of His grace. You remember when I said the month before we came to Canada, November, and month before that is October. Month of October, there were two typhoons, successive typhoon in the Philippines. That was Ondoy and Peping. Ondoy flooded the Metro Manila, and Peping flooded Baguio City. Our apartment was flooded, and it's good that our apartment has a two-story, and we cramped in the second floor. For us, we five family and my two nephew, or seven of us, cramping in the small apartment, one room apartment. We cramped that for how many days, for a week. And I reflect about that. Why did God did that just months before we enter Canada? Could be probably that whenever there's no storm here, I would look back to that experience. Would you rather have that flooding with dirty water or shoveling snow? And I prefer shoveling snow. So when I shovel snow, even if it is hard for me, I said, thank you, Lord, I'm here shoveling snow. It's just a muscle that I'm tired, but not many things being disturbed. What is it that you experienced before in your life that the Lord had done now so that you can testify of His love and grace? Sacrificially serving Christ is the best testimony and proof of His grace. By His grace, we are inspired to sacrifice and share beyond our ability to give. Mysteriously, when God's grace inspires us, we give sacrificially our time, our money, even our life. In Jerusalem, Apostle Paul testified of his conversion and his previous experience with the Lord in Acts chapter 22, verse 19 to 21. He said, Lord, these people know that I went from one synagogue to another to imprison and beat those who believe in you. That was the previous Paul, Saul. And when the blood of your martyr, Stephen, was shed, I stood there giving my approval in guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. Then the Lord said to me, go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles. Now, can you go back to the previous slide? Did you know that the term martyr that described the death of Stephen is also translated as witness in English? The term translated witnesses in Acts 1:8, and the term translated martyr in Acts 22 have evolved from the same Greek term martus, or where the word martyr came from. So to be a witness for Christ is to be a martyr. And you will be my witnesses. You will be my martyr. When Stephen died, he did not curse those who were stoning him to death. Instead, he prayed, Lord, do not remember what they are doing in their sins. Forgive their sin. Forgive these people who are killing me. He had that love for those who were killing him. He had. It was because of the grace of God in Stephen. Our mandate to be witness or martyr for Christ. What are we doing? The Macedonian believers were witnesses and martyrs for Christ. The Macedonian believers gave beyond their ability to give sacrificially despite their severe poverty. How about us? What is our service to Christ as martyr or witness for Him? We can start giving time praying. Maybe you can attend prayer meeting on Wednesdays. We can also give God's tithe regularly. Start for that from there. But pray about it. Don't force yourself. Pray that God's grace is activated in your life, and we will be able to give beyond our ability to give. When God's grace is at work in our life, we will go the extra mile, they say. You are told to go 1 mile, you can go the second mile. That is God's grace at work in our life. For you, students, what is required of you? Do better than you expect. Study better. What do you know? You might excel in your class. For you who work, who are working, try not to go on the dot. If you are required to enter your work at 8, try to enter 5 minutes before 8. You can start with that, 5 minutes before 8, and then go 10 minutes before 8, and then go 30 minutes before 8, 30 minutes before your time. Try that. It was a joke back in the Philippines that the fastest hour in the Philippines is 5 in the afternoon. It was the fast, is it 4 in the afternoon. The fastest hour is 4. When it's 4, people are looking at the clock, and for sure, the clock should have been the safest in the office, because everyone was looking at the clock. You don't want the clock to go away. I don't know about that, but some would be 15 minutes before they're off, we'll just go to the washroom and prepare. I need to prepare and go out, or put their lipstick or their makeup. They're wasting their time preparing instead of working. But they miss it. They think they are favoring themselves, but they are not. Favor yourself. Work to the dot at first. If 8 is your, if you go to work at 8, go there before 8. If 4 is your off, go out 4:01 or 4:05. Not before. Try that. And then try to expand. Build, help yourself. Because the Lord is looking at your heart. You don't know. One day, you will be surprised. You will be surprised because your character had built up. But maybe the Lord would also bless you practically. Try that and you will experience more of God's grace. Let's stand up and let's pray.